99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
And now one of the most controversial things, but it's time to face the truth about a group of beloved historical figures. A Twitter thread from Michael Harriet.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
This is about four beloved females, Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and Sophia.
Are you talking about the Golden Girls?
AKA the Golden Girls. Thank you
for being. What is happening? There's a conspiracy?
That they're actually members of an organized crime syndicate. Listen, you probably thought that they were innocent widowers because that's what they want you to think.
Oh my God.
No, these women were gangsters, my friend.
No, they were not.
Straight up gangsters.
Here's living a life of crime?
Here's the thread.
All right.
The muscle of the organization was provided by Rose, or as we call her, Ruthless Rose.
Ruthless
Rose acted innocent and sweet, but she wasn't as dumb as she pretended. She claimed her husband died, but anyone with two eyes can see that she killed off her husband for insurance money.
She whacked him for insurance?
Who moved from St. Olaf, Minnesota to Miami to save money?
Oh, wow. Okay.
The threat.
This is the proof. We're going into the proof now?
Yes, the thread continues. No one, unless you have a plug for that Colombian nose candy, a.k.a. drugs.
Oh, wow.
So she moves down there, meets up with Blanche, a.k.a. Blanche the Butcher Devereaux.
What?
Whose family made their money in the love game and dope game.
What? There is no proof to that.
Listen, Blanche's daddy was a pimp, right? He wore a white suit, talked even like a pimp.
Get on over here and sit down.
Oh, I can't stay, honey. I got some business to attend to, but I'll be back later tonight.
OMG!
The thread continues about Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and Sophia, a.k.a. the Golden Girls, actually members of an organized crime syndicate.
I cannot.
Do you remember Blanche's job?
Uh-huh. What was it?
She was an art dealer.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The perfect cover, because people in Florida aren't buying art like that unless it's velvet. And secondly, it's a known fact that 72% of art dealers belong to a cartel.
Oh, wow.
The thread continues.
This is crazy.
Someone smart and tough to handle the day-to-day business. Who was that?
Oh, smart and tough. That's Sophia.
No,
right?
That's Dorothy.
Oh, that's Dorothy.
Dangerous Dorothy.
Yeah, dangerous Dorothy.
Smart, tough, down on her luck, nothing to lose.
Okay.
Built like an outside linebacker who sometimes played safety in the nickel defense.
That is true.
She didn't take crap from anyone.
Oh, yeah. No, she didn't.
And her voice was deep.
It was.
Colombian cartel probably thought Luther Vandross or James Earl Jones was on the phone when she dealt with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, of course, you need respect.
Oh, yes.
You need respect. That's Sophia. She'll kill ya.
The elder statesman.
That's right.
Yes.
And the thread continues. Don't tell me. You can't see this. First of all, Sicilian.
Sure. Okay. Well, all right.
She talked mad game.
Yeah, she did.
Plus, have you ever all wondered why her nursing home burned down right when everyone moved in?
It did? Was that the backstory?
That was a backstory storyline.
So much I missed.
Keep the cops off their trail. It was a cover.
Oh, wow.
Golden Girls debuted literally 1 year after Miami Vice did. That 80s TV show.
Cop.
Crockett and Tubbs.
Yes, Crockett and Tubbs.
Crockett and Tubbs. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Debuted. It was, again, all part of the plan. So while Crockett and Tubbs were locking people up, the Golden Girls were quietly running an international drug ring.
Stop it right now.
Yep.
Stop.
It's all right there if you open up your eye. It's all right there. You ever know how much money a person must have to assure to people through a party and invited everyone they knew?
Wow.
But still be sure that the biggest gift would be from them?
And here we are, just thinking this whole time, they were just four lovely elderly friends hanging out together.
They never said what was inside that gift. Drugs.
Okay.
Again.
This is
going back to the fact.
Somebody had some time.
That America's biggest stain about
the
beloved
biggest stain?
Historical figures, Blanche, Dorothy, Rose, and Sophia, the Golden Girls, were actually members of an organized crime syndicate.
Wow. That is, again, somebody had some time to dive in and create that theory.
Listen, I didn't want to dive into controversy and politics like this, but sometimes you got to expose things.
I'm telling you what, this backstory now makes it way more interesting, and I want to go back and watch all the seasons.
By the way, if you want to read the entire Twitter thread, I couldn't get to it all because we don't have literally 5 hours. At Ben and Kelly Show. We've retweeted it for you.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
That's good reading.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh,
hey, it's in the family.
It's in the family.